You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, touch table on some football music. Let's do this.
So it's Sports Illustrated is doing their college football quarter century week, Mike.
Oh, and great.
So it's the top 25 of the last 25-year type thing coming out. Today they released the 25 best college quarterbacks of the last 25 years. And I thought you, Kenny, and Rico could have a chance at guessing on who's on this list and maybe what number they're at.
And this is okay.
College football. What they did in college.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Is how long they started factored into this by when you look at the list? Like, for instance, certain quarterbacks I might say were the greatest I've seen, but they had one big year.
So this is Joe Burrow.
I think the greatness is weighted more than the longevity.
Okay, then let's start with what Rico just said. I saw Joe Burrow have the singular most impressive season in the history of college football. He torched the SEC for 6,000 yards. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
That is number one on the list. The best college quarterback of the last 25 years.
So this is based on their body of work in college and nothing else?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing I disagree with him being number one, by the way, but he is number one on this list.
Okay.
I guess, Mike, you can just go ahead and leave.
I've done my job.
Okay, you know what?
Your turn.
I'm going to go with not a great pro career, but a hell of a college career. Texas was back. Vince Young.
Vince Young, number three on this list.
I mean, he was NFL Rookie of the Year. They did make the playoffs. I know he ended up shirtless crying at the nightclub, but still.
Mistakes were made.
He holds one of the iconic moments, and in order to win the national championship, they took down a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
It matters.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, he would be number one on my list.
The crying at the nightclub or the actual...
Okay, him actually winning...
It was a bad night.
Okay. Something. Kenny, your guess.
What about also not a great pro career? Give me Tim Tebow.
Number four on the list.
All right.
This list is garbage, and I want nothing to do with it. Tim Tebow was a trinket toy. Chris Leak was the guy who threw the ball. They brought Tebow in to run it 1 yard.
Right, but then Tebow,
was only the first championship.
Right? I know, and then he delivered that stupid speech where he was so out of breath, and nobody will ever try harder than I will.
They took that speech, put it in stone, and it sits outside the building.
Good, and birds poop on it.
He was also Urban Meyer's personal mascot for the Florida program.
Yeah, exactly, as all of his teammates were degenerates. My guess, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, number seven on the list.
Yes!
You know what?
Leave me alone.
I'm going to go with another Heisman Trophy winner. Give me Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, number six on the list.
Yes! And I can keep the slander. He's one of the most electric non-Michael Vick players I ever saw in college. From the first time he entered the game, I think Louisville was playing either Arkansas or Texas A&M in one of those kickoff classics. He hit the field and you went, whoa, wait, who the hell's this kid?
Would Michael Vick?
25 years.
Michael Vick?
He's not on the list.
See, we're too far. This always happens. Yeah. All right, let's regroup. Kenny's guess.
Let's go with Trevor Lawrence. He's probably somewhere on here, right?
Trevor Lawrence, number nine on the list.
All right.
We're crushing the top 10. Rico Beard. Because I have nothing bad to say about Trevor Lawrence in college.
Not a great pro career as of now. What about Bryce Young?
Bryce Young is number 18 on the list.
Really?
Which I wouldn't have him in the top 25, but
no.
To each their own.
I never would have. All right. Last 25 years. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think here. Hold on. I got one. Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota is number 10 on the list.
Yes. Solid placement.
I'm trying to think, like, who was in the 2000s?
What about this guy?
No, please, no. The guy stole crab legs. You can't be on the list.
Oh, he's on the list, number 11.
Jameis Winston. Rico, your turn.
I'm trying to think. What Ohio State quarterback?
Pick one. They're all awesome.
All right, C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is not on the list.
Okay.
You stink. Kenny, your guess.
What about Tua?
Tua is number 14.
All right, I'm going to give you an oldie but a goodie. I can't stand the guy. Can't stand anything about him. But he's one of the great college football players I've ever seen. And he single-handedly, no hyperbole, single-handedly led his team to a national championship. I give you Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's number 2 on the list.
Yes! All right.
How did we miss that if it was number 2?
Because you're stupid.
Well, it's also because he shouldn't be that high, but...
And we go over to RL Beard.
So you got 2 left in the top 10.
Matt Leiner?
Matt Leiner's number 5.
You just took my guess. And here's the key, a classic quarterback who stayed for 4 years. I think he was there from like 01 to 05. Stayed a year too long. Remember he was going to be the number 1 pick?
He was.
Over to Kenneth Cott. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This is now becoming difficult.
No, it's not. I want you to think of someone who lives the same lifestyle you do.
That doesn't help me, nor do I want to engage in that conversation.
Drinking, drugs, irresponsibility.
Do we already guess Johnny Manziel?
He's the number 8 on the list.
All right.
Wow. Had to be on the list. Iconic moments, the money sign.
College career, yes.
The win at Alabama. It's only a college list. Yep.
So the top 11 are all done.
Okay. All right. Let me...
Kenny, also slammed, okay, hold on. Kenny, would right over my head.
Would Carson Beck
be... Wait, it's not your turn. Oh, you know what kind of fish you are? Selfish. How about Captain Awkward, Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck's number 12 on the list.
Yes!
And he should be much higher than that. He's the best college quarterback I've ever seen play.
But he's a weirdo.
He is very weird, but I've seen... When he went in college, Mike, I thought he was better than half the guys already in the NFL.
Wow. I didn't realize you...
He was very good.
He really likes Andrew Luck. All right, go ahead, buddy.
He is weird, though.
Troy Smith
is number 23.
Barely made it, but I made it.
Who's going to be the first one to skunk it here? I don't know.
Well, Rico did with C.J. Stroud.
Oh, okay. I did C.J. Stroud. I knew it had to be an Ohio State quarterback.
No, that was not a bad guess, though. Give me Caleb. Is Caleb on the list?
Caleb Williams is number 17 on the list.
All right. Good one. I don't know that I would agree with it. But it's a great guess.
I'm trying to figure out depth because now we're in like the 15 range.
May I ask a question? Paul, are there any group of 5 players on this list?
Don't you steal my guy.
Yes.
Okay. I think he holds the all-time record for passing yards. And he was a Lion for a time. Kellen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Rico and I together would like to present Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore is number 13 on the list.
Okay. But Paulie, he played forever.
Yes.
He threw for like 38,000 yards. Mm-hmm. I took a shot.
No, you did.
What do you got?
Oh, man.
What do you got? Hold on. What about your boy? What about your guy?
Wait. Michael Penix.
Michael Penix is number 24 on this list.
Wow.
And he shouldn't be on this list, but he's on here.
Don't talk about like that in front of him. He's going to be very upset.
Why do you hate Michael Penix?
Paul hates me.
Okay.
Well, no. He's not a top 25 of this
Come
last
on,
25-year quarterback.
Come on, Mike. Listen. Mike, what's the common denominator? Me and Penix?
Paul doesn't like black people?
I'm going to pull that real quick as a drop.
Okay. I'm kidding, everybody. Yeah. Paul's a sweet man.
Yeah, he is.
All right. What about last year's Heisman Trophy? Had one of the, outside of Burrow, Daniels was incredible.
Oh.
And he did it at two schools.
He did.
Still looking at Mike Tressel in that overbrimmed hat on 4th and 19. Would Jalen Daniels have made this?
Number 15 on the list.
Michael!
Woo! You have to miss one, Mike.
I'm trying, dude. Now I'm in deep duty.
There are two on here that I don't think anyone's going to guess, but...
Well, then that's where the host has to provide some hints.
It's Kenny's turn, right? Or is it mine?
It can be your turn because I'm starting to run out of steam. give me RG3. It seems like he'd make the
RG3 is
list.
Number 19 on the list.
See, RG3 is probably a little low.
Yeah.
He single-handedly put Baylor on the map, got a stadium built. Now, I know he's a certified goofball now, but collegiately, you hadn't seen a lot of that. He was unbelievable.
Kenny, would your boy be on there? Carson Beck.
I wouldn't put him on there.
Whoa.
I would put the other guy on.
Yes. Short guy.
Wait.
He left Stetson the league Bennett? Last year. Rams. Oh, yes. Bennett.
Yeah. Stetson Bennett is number 20.
Gamer.
Yes. Okay.
Gamer.
Inexplicably, but he's on here.
No, it's not inexplicable. Winner. Chips down. Winner. You don't think he's fast? Fast enough. Doesn't have a big arm? Big enough. Stetson Bennett was a stud. Very fast.
So you got four guys still available.
I got one. Go ahead.
You think they would put JJ on this list?
No.
No, no shot.
No. Right. No Service Academy quarterbacks are allowed. Okay. Can I offer one? Now, this is old school. Old school. But let's go height of Pete Carroll. You had Leinart, right? Mm-hmm. What about his predecessor? I know he's a ginger. Carson Palmer,
21 on the list.
Yeah!
If we're going back to that era of football.
Well, it's the last 25 years. It's not like games are in black and white.
It's your turn, Rico. I'll save my
guess. No. Go ahead, Kenny.
What about Alex Smith?
Holy Utah. Hell.
Alex Smith is number 16 on the list.
That's a sneaky one. And he was the number one pick in the draft. He led Utah. Was he at Utah for 3 years?
Yes.
Did they lose a game? No. And he got him to a New Year's Day bowl. Not that you kids value bowls anymore.
Didn't that get Urban a job?
Yeah.
It put Urban's offense on the map.
I mean, at Florida, yeah.
Yes. All right.
Two more to go.
I'm trying to think, did Miami have a quarterback?
What about this? Any Hawaii quarterback, Colt Brennan, Timmy Chang, anyone who threw for obscene amounts of yardage?
Your first miss, Mike.
What?
No Hawaii quarterback.
We do live radio. We can't sit here.
What conference are the last two?
The last two, ACC and Big 12, now SEC.
Did we say Kyler yet?
Kyler Murray is number 22.
Okay. All right. Good pull.
Not bad.
Started his career at A&M.
ACC.
The last one is he finished his career with an ACC team. Before that, he was on UCF. So I'll just give you that hint because it's not going to be a name people remember.
It's not Mackenzie Milton.
It is Mackenzie Milton, Mike.
Wow.
Great.
What? Number 25 on this list.
But he died. Literally, the guy's leg exploded. He never played again.
So here's a couple of names.
Wait, he died.
Oh, no, I mean, died like Napoleon McCallum.
Okay.
Died.
Gotcha. Okay.
So here's a couple of names I'm going to throw out there because I think they should have been on this list in place of other guys. So Sam Bradford wasn't on this list. He should have been. Eli Manning wasn't on this list, he should have been. Russell Wilson wasn't on this list, he should have been. And Deshaun Watson wasn't on this list, and he should have been.
Yes, despite creep behavior as an
adult. Yes, despite all the stuff, Deshaun Watson had to be in there.
And he took down Prime Saban.
He did.
Should be on list. And Paul, you're right with Russell Wilson. You're right. Also a weirdo.
But it was that final year at Wisconsin that really, it was kind of like Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
NC State, yeah.
I enjoyed this. We did really well. I feel good about
it. Pat on the back to us. I think we did all right.
I thought C.J. Stroud should have been on there, but you know what?
Minus discovering Paul's hatred of minorities. Really nice segment. '97-1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.